Maggie Dawn Show. Mm-hmm. John and Gordy filling in this week. And we hope you're entertained at least by some of what we've talked about here. Mm-hmm. Even though it is devastating and it's the end of our country, we still we still have to, kind of laugh.
Laugh
it off.
Well, we're here to hold your hand.
That's it.
You'd like to call us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're back with Jonathan Hansen from the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee. We were just getting started with him. And
Jonathan, we played something as we were trying to get a hold of you, and this is from Channel 15 here. They covered Fair Share was canceled because of the $500,000 grant that they were going to get. Is that a similar program as yours?
Yeah, the LFPA program, it stands for the Local Food Purchasing Assistance Program. This is a federal program that Hunger Task Force administered here in Wisconsin in partnership with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And the whole purpose of this project is to fund organizations like Hunger Task Force who use the funds to purchase healthy foods from Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin food producers, and use those local foods to feed hungry families in our communities here in Wisconsin. So it's a great program that really has two main goals. It's to feed the hungry, and it's to support our local agriculture.
Is this something that costs an awful lot of money for the farmers to do or for these organizations to do, that they need the federal funding, or is there a way to avoid federal funding altogether eventually?
Well, the grant amount that Hunger Task Force awarded last year was $250,000. And so in the grand scheme of the Farm Bill budget and the money that flows through our state agriculture, these are smaller grants, but yet they are targeted at small to mid-sized farms. So they have a tremendous impact and are very important for the farmers who are recipients of the funding and who we purchase from, whether that's fruit and vegetables, fish, or meat. These have a very high impact on, like I said, not only hungry people, but also our local food economies.
Now, I'm looking at your excellent website here, Jonathan, hungertaskforce.org, and all the different programs that you offer and what you do. Tell us a little bit about some of these. I know you're involved with the WIC program, the Women, Infants, and Children program, but you have a lot of other things going on, like the food bank and some advocacy programs. So give us a little bit more about what you do there and who you help.
Yeah, as an anti-hunger organization, Hunger Task Force administers a whole bevy of different programs that both feed people as well as work to actively end future hunger. So our food bank and our farm here at Hunger Task Force are two great examples of programs where we are delivering free of charge healthy and nutritious food to local food pantries, meal sites, and shelters, not only here in Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin, but through partners across the state through the Hunger Relief Federation. But we also work very actively as anti-hunger advocates, and we promote strong policies for programs like WIC or programs like the Food Share program in Wisconsin that help people put food on the table. The LFPA program was an example of really both of that, that we advocated for that program. We administered it last year on behalf of the state, and it fed a lot of families. We connected with over 114 different organizations in 29 counties across the state as part of this program, and it helped feed families in those communities, and it supported those local farmers and those local food producers. And it's a program that we hoped would stick around, but unfortunately that was not the case.
Well, it's very unusual. It almost catches you by surprise. I mean, when you think of the small amount of money that this is and how many people benefit from it, and it keeps the farmers in business, it keeps the schools healthy, it keeps the food banks filled. I mean, all of this is, it seems so needless. Have you heard anything? Is there any chance that any of this funding will eventually be taken care of in the future? I mean, I know they do this stuff. They stop funding right away, but then they backtrack and they may fill this in some way, shape, or form. Any word on that? Anything from the government on this?
Well, we certainly hope that will be the case in the long run. As of right now, the program has been canceled, but this is a program that Hunger Task Force will will continue to advocate for and that we will continue to support in lieu of the federal funding. A lot of these farmers, especially the vegetable producers that we were planning on working with in 2025 here, had already had their crops and seedlings in the ground when this was announced. So we've made some commitments to some of those vegetable farmers to continue to purchase their product this year to keep them whole and to keep their businesses strong. But yes, this is certainly an example of a program that it has a tremendous impact for many people in our state, our economy, those facing hunger, and Hunger Task Force, as well as partners across the state, will continue to make sure that a voice is heard, that these programs are important and they have real impact.
We just have a couple of minutes here, Jonathan. You're always, I imagine, looking out or looking for volunteers, right? If people want to help out, how can they do that?
We are a 100% community-supported organization here at Hunger Task Force. 100% of our budget comes from local donors. We are supported by 15,000 volunteers annually who help us pack boxes, grow food at our farm here in Milwaukee County. And last but not least, they advocate for us. You can join our Voices Against Hunger group that helps people speak up and support programs like the Local Food Purchasing Assistance Program or the SNAP program or school meals. Whatever your interest is, whether it's kids, whether it's seniors, if you want to help feed families, Hunger Task Force and our network is a great way to help.
Excellent.
All right. Your website again is?
HungerTaskForce.org.
Jonathan Hansen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Very good. Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee, quite an organization there. We will be back with more on the Maggie Dawn Show. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young filling in this afternoon. Still taking your calls. You can call us during the break here, too. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We will be back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.